that.
Yes, well, in young days, we had, I used to work first, my first job was in Port Yard.
Newtown?
Newtown, New Haven. Pat Christensen was foreman then.
He
was the boss. Yeah, and we do all that. Finally, I went up to top loading. They put me on top loading. Hall.
Yeah. Any other jobs?
Peel a pole in the bush.
Yeah.
All that thing there.
You used to have chemo horses?
Who, me?
Yeah. Did you have
chemo
horses?
Yeah, I used to have chemo horses.
Where was your house at? Where did you live at?
Right there, over by, over at the side of
Sylvester's. Yeah.
Had
a house there?
Oh, it was a big log building.
Yeah.
My dad used to have a store.
Yeah.
Big building, I don't know. Well, they built it as a two-story high, long, big long, about 40, 50 foot long.
Is
that right? Yeah. Kathy said, had a store there when we were kids.
Is that right? When was that?
Or 10, 11, 12.
You were a young kid?
Yeah, I was a kid. Well, I was according to seventy-six.
You're 76 years old?
Yeah.
You were born in 1911?
Yeah.
1911. Yeah. What else did you do besides peel poles?
Oh, do our trapping a little bit here and there.
Okay. Where did you trap at?
Oh, my dad used to go up.
Own lake.
Yeah.
Is that what my dad was talking about, Kisty Way, about that own lake and his trap line there?
Mm-hmm.
You guys were up there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys had cabins up there?
Used to be, but they got it all. Uncle's trap. Captain.
Is that right?
George Borman, George.
Oh, yeah.
He trapped him. Yeah. That's where the road, main road, goes through now, up from Houston up to all the way up to Morris Lake.
Is that right?
Yeah, my uncle used to have a cabin there, that open fire, you know, the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got all that out. Get it all down. The road went. You got a road through there, Logan Road.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only place you went
trapping?
Up by Owen Lake?
Hmm?
You went trapping down by Owen Lake?
Mm-hmm. Up Owen Lake towards Owen Lake, Owen
Creek. Oh, yeah. You remember any stories from up there that somebody told you? Your grandparents or your dad? Mom?
No, I forgot them all.
You know,
kissing all this, you know. Oh, well, it's been one winter, we stay out all winter long.
Yeah.
From fall till following spring, we stayed out all winter trapping. We move around along right along the leg, move here and there, some place here and there.
What did you trap?
Oh, I never, yeah, it was a kitchen, I don't know, I just go along with Dad, sometimes my brother Thomas, trap Martin. In the spring they trap beavers, muskrats.
That bridge here?
Old one?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be around much. I don't know. It says it's been left around about 1910, I guess.
Just before you were born, eh?
I wasn't born.
What about this one here now?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, it opened in they opened that bridge in 1931. Well, it must be, they had those people around the, they must have started that bridge around 1939, maybe. Well, it's open in 31 for about traffic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You guys
need to know
a wooden one just over next to it there,
eh?
You guys
need to use
an old wooden one next to it.
A wooden one, I don't remember. I remember walking across me and Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Just was swearing that that'd be dangerous.
Is that right?
Yeah. What I heard, corner of people there, when they're first building that there, they use some kind of twist roots, you know, stick.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they use. Find this horse in yeah, the phone, telephone wire, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's the one they use.
Yeah.
No nails, nothing.
Yeah.
All is bound up by roots, rope, cedar bark rope or something like that. That's what they use.
That's all they use,
is
that?
Yeah.
Were there lots of houses here in
Haverhill? Oh, there was
lots. Is that right?
Couldn't count them.
Couldn't count them, eh?
There were lots of houses.
Do you remember where they were?
All by log building.
Is that right? Log building. Is any on this one where you're living now?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember who it was?
It was on McKenzie. Chief McKenzie, Ben McKenzie's granddad. He's Hawkins. Right there down here. And Pat Brown, the old lady's house used to be over there where we had our first one right there.
That old green one, just over there.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's lots of houses there. All along there used to be low, too. From over there, from where to the rest of the house. There was one big log building over between here and over there. They used to have that for, I guess they used that for 5 hours worth. For the old one, I remember.
Yeah.
Big, you know, white log building. They used to have that for that 5 hours like that.
Is that
over there?
Over here by the highway?
It's over here.
Oh, just across the road?
That's where, they used that for church one time, just before they had that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turned that into a jail once.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. In the middle of, inside the put a, no steel. It's just to use wood.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they use that for jail one. Watching.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where was that big hall at?
Hmm?
Where did you see that big hall? Was that over by Sylvester's?
I'm going to Connor, quite a few halls from here. I don't know where. Down the canyon.
Is that right? How many
were
down there?
Oh, it was about
5, 6.
About 4 or 5 frozen poles.
Yeah,
5 or 6.
Do you remember who they were? And then they moved them all up here?
No, they didn't move them.
Washed away?
Mm-hmm.
That is.
They brought covers up, I guess, is one of the used to over there and rusting over there.
You're right. Over by Peter Sally?
And one, I mean, there's one, Morristown Road, you know, President Michelle's dad. There, I think it was Beethoven for me. I remember that, they brought him up here. They sold it.
Sold it?
Yeah.
Somebody bought it?
I forgot the guy's name, Victoria.
Governor man come and bought it?
Hmm?
Governor man came and bought it? No? Museum? Oh, yeah.
One of the best kids brought him up. Packed him up. Going up straight.
Jerry.
Quite a bunch of them. Packed it up by hand.
Jerry. Hard, heavy?
No, it was pretty well dry, you know. Old, pretty old by that time. Not really heavy, really dry.
Yeah.
They had him up there, took him away.
Did they go to school?
Hmm?
Did you go to school?
I did.
What's
day school over here.
Over here? Where's that at?
You know where that was. The other side there was a big building, big house. Uncle George was big. It wasn't very big, but tall building. My Uncle George's house. That's where they had school. First school they had before my time was above all. I read at our place, upstairs. That's where they had school. I don't know how long they had that school there until Uncle Bill's building finished. They moved to that place, the school. Now I went up to, you know, I'd even finished my 5th grade, I quit.
Oh, then you quit and then you went to work?
Yeah, sometimes we move away, you know, or trapping, or, you know. You have to stay home, but it wasn't very strict at all them days, you know, school, anything. Not like today. You don't got the time to do it.
Remember who the teacher was?
Hmm?
Remember your teacher over there? Who was he? Remember who the teacher was?
Well, Mr. I didn't know, I remember the first year. It was a family, married, with one daughter.
Was he a priest?
Mr. Brown.
Oh, Mr. Brown. Oh,
yeah. Dad, you remember him, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember anything about when they built the church?
Hmm?
Do you remember when they built the church? Remember a story from that?
No, but I didn't remember that at all.
No.
Well, that church, that thing's gone, but
I think Dad said it was around
till today, I guess we're over close to 100 years old.
Yeah, no, I think Dad was in was 1907 when they built it.
Yeah. I think it's right. Even me, I'm 76 now.
Did you go commercial fishing down Prince Rupert?
Hmm?
Did you go fishing down Rupert? Go work in canneries or something?
Yeah, I was once. First time I went down fishing, it was with my brother Sam. It was 1927 was my first trip I was down there.
On a boat?
No, them days it was all sailboats. Just very few. Like a gas boat, like. It's very few, Japanese, some of them. Them days all, I don't know how many, about 14, 15 canneries.
Really?
It was all sailboat them days.
Lots of people from here went down.
Oh, yes, quite a few. Really? Not very many from around Hazleton, Gisbea, Granbaugh. No, nobody around in the summertime.
Really?
Yeah. Sure, from around here, young kids, but not all people like. A few young boys, they go.
You remember anything about when World War II started?
Hmm?
When World War II started? What were you doing then?
Fishing?
Fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Net. Long net.
You didn't join the army?
Hmm?
You didn't join the army in World War II?
No.
No? Didn't want
to? No.
No. Your brother, there was Thomas? Thomas George?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys do? You guys travel around the country, working, trapping?
Yeah, trapping and work.
You had a big family? You guys had a big family then? You and Thomas and mom and dad? And
yeah, quite a bit. I don't know how many died. Thomas, he died. Francis George, he died. Sam, Gus, Willie doing the last one, youngest one doing the Brown down there, 1914, 1934.
Yeah.
My dad's Felix George.
My dad's Felix George.
Mom is Cecil. Yeah.
He's own a store? Is that all he did was own a store? Mm-hmm. You were trapping? You were trapping? Working in the bush?
Yeah, them days, all people with all that money by their trapping, you know. Well, some of them do odd work, I guess, in the bush somewhere. Oh, yes, yeah. It's like this.
Is that
right? Mm-hmm.
An old town itself? Yeah, what, Hudson Bay? Hudson Bay is always a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys go over to Babine?
Mm-hmm.
Over this, over 9 miles? Lot?
Oh, yes, love.
Visiting people? Or trapping? Trading?
Babine people?
Yeah.
No, in the spring they come. You know, they all gather there. It just used to be headquarters.
Is that right?
And during, well, anyway, in August. From 1912 and on until '40, they kind of flattened down then. They were spending, people used to spend here about 2 months?
In summertime?
Summertime. Early in spring they come here. Mm-hmm. And wagon, then there's all the horses by wagon. No cars. And Babine people come from this way on the road with horses. Hang horses, saddle horses.
You all come to fish?
No.
No.
Just holiday.
Oh, holidays.
Yeah, holiday, they're holiday.
After a long winter?
And towards August, everybody take it off. Go back.
That's when they empty it off.
Haying time, then they, you know, August, holiday. People are from Burning Cliff. Delaco, Crazy Lake, they all come this way, gathered here. 2 months, close to 3 months. Early in May they come here, all in the month of May, June, July. Yeah, you know, August, that's when they come.
Did he go to school in Dijak too? Did he go to school in Dijak?
I went there. We spent a week and we ran away.
Didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I wouldn't have done it for Father Francis, so I did it. He fought a little in me, so I had to go. We took off. We didn't get on the train. And we got on the train, or rather, then Dark Horse, we got off Houston. You know, them days. Lucky was in the fall, damn lucky it was not the winter. Even that, even the fall, in night time, cold, you know. There was a, you know, the steps when they closed. That's where we were. I put Francis up on the side. I would sit on the house. Every time train stopped, we jump off and stand around. Train move, get in there. In the morning, what time? I don't know what time we're in the morning. Train stop at Houston Station. Train stop right at the, not at the platform where we were. It's like getting off the course of Tigger. We spent there about a couple of days, I guess, with them. Jim Holland's family outfit, they were living in Houston then. A guy named Big Tommy Damock. He lived in Houston, he said. I guess he sent a letter to my dad down here where we were. There were three of us when they Jack married too. Mary was home already. When we got home.
Is that right?
Yeah. But she came back on the train though, but that's what took off. Dad sent him a money to get our tickets fast from Houston to here. That's when we was with him back. We spent 2-3 days, I think, at Houston. Yeah, 3 days. Yeah, we spent about a week or two out right there, it looks like. First went to school in Fort St. James, 1917.
Yeah.
Me and Sam, my brother. One guy from Morris, Thomas Ice, Morris. Three of us from here. I was around about 7 years old, I think, certainly. Probably 6 or 7 years old. Yes, we spent there one winter school there, Fort St. James.
Gee, long ways to travel, eh?
Hmm?
Long ways out there at Fort St. James.
Yeah. Them days too hard, there was no car, no wagon. It was the winter time when we went through.
Is that right?
No. Yeah, in early wedding, school opening anyway, in September. That's when we went through. They took us from, look it up, Dino. We stayed a night or two at Stony Creek. From there, some guys took us up. Father was with us, priest, because I don't think it was Father Allard. They took us to Fort St. James by wagon, team horses. Yeah, we spent the winter there, school. Well, on spring school it out, we came back. She can go back again.
Sylvester, your brother?
Hmm?
Sylvester, your brother? Sylvester, your brother? Is he? Oh, I thought it was. Yeah, that's right. He moved away a long time ago, eh?
Hmm?
He moved to Kelowna. Did he get a leg here?
No.
So you run away from the Jack and then come back here and live, went working?
Hmm?
You run away from the Jack and you came back here to work, go back to school?
Me?
Yeah, when you ran away from the Jack, what did you do after that?
Oh, Judy, I went back to school here, I went on and off, you know.
Oh, yeah. No running water, no electricity?
Huh?
Didn't have any running water or electricity?
No, no.
Where do you get water from?
We used to have a well over there.
Is that right?
We still did that old well below us, that where Jimmy Joseph's house is, down below there.
Is that right?
There was a well there.
Oh, yeah.
Still there, yes, I think. Maybe it's filled in now. I never go over there for a long time. Well, in the first place, I remember there was a well here. Had a pump.
Is that
right? Yeah, one? I remember that one. There was a well that over here. And a hand pump.
Is that right?
Maybe this one. And then they move over there from, they move over there for well water.
What did all your family do? They were trappers?
Hmm?
Were they trappers or working a pole yard with you? Your brothers and Sam and...
Yeah, they were all trapping. Sometimes they didn't work like I did, you know, poles, peel poles out in the bush. Sometimes they go outside camp or sort of they just, that's where they were. One thing I didn't do was hack tight.
Just you and your brother Sam went fishing in Rupert. Just you and your brother Sam went fishing mm-hmm. in Rupert then, eh? George, lots of Georges?
Hmm?
Lots of Georges? You guys, lots of Georges? 12 of you guys? Spread out all over the country.
Yeah. We didn't have around very much.
You have lots of grandkids, eh?
Hmm?
Lots of grandkids. You have lots of grandkids.
Grandchildren?
Yeah.
I couldn't count them. Yeah, I got quite a few of them.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't count. I couldn't remember the count.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who your aunts and uncles were? Do you remember who your aunts and uncles were? Do you remember any?
Oh.
You remember any of your aunts or uncles?
No.
No? Can't remember any.
No, I didn't remember.
Do you remember who went away to World War II?
World War II?
Yeah, do you remember who went away from here? From the village?
From here?
Yeah.
Well, Jack went, but he didn't go. He went for training. From here, I don't know, I remember. And Charlie Austin's brother, John, he went. I don't know how far he went, but I remember he was out in the army. Herbert Tate went for training. I didn't remember he went overseas or not. I don't think so. I think Tommy Tate did. He went too. From here, anyway.
And then your brothers went?
No.
No. Remember some cold winters on a trap line?
Oh, yeah.
Cold, eh?
Cold. Yeah.
You got a trap in, Martin?
Martin, yeah.
Fishers?
Fisher, mink, stuff like that.
Just you, your brother, and your brothers, and your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have a farm here?
Hmm?
You guys do any farming here in the village?
Oh, not very much. I'm a field there, a few horses, and cut a little bit of hay for them and use them. King used to be a farmer and his old gentleman used to live over here.
Uh-huh.
Raised pigs, cow, big gardens. The only graves I've been farmed here. All these fields over there and there, and this one here, off by the graveyard.
That's all his, eh?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, that wasn't really it, but he bought it off from people who owned it, you know. I don't know how much pretty cheap it gets back them days.
What did you guys do for entertainment? Go to dances?
Hmm?
What did you do for entertainment? You go to dances?
Hmm, yeah.
Movies?
Some kind of music. Higher age than orchestra music.
Uh-huh.
For dance.
What do you remember about the 40s? Do you remember anything about the 40s? 1940? Anything happened?
Nothing much.
Nothing much, eh?
No.
Things are pretty tough during the Depression, eh?
Oh, God, yeah. Talk about tough. According to Vermont for today.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to work for $1.25 a day.
No.
Today, even, I was there, how many dollars an hour people, they don't go.
Uh-huh.
But the Depression was going. $1.25 was the highest wages a day.
Is that right?
Full day, man, 8 hours a day.
Is that right? Holy smokes.
Yeah.
What did he do there? Put peeling poles? That's not very much to do that. Hard work too, eh?
Yeah. One time I was plowing for a short time up there. Big horse. Big plow, a four horse I used. Line them up like that.
Is that right?
I think it was in 35. No, 36, yeah, around 36 anyway. He was paying me $1.50 a day then.
Is that right? Is that very much?
And when the father instead of trashing over there, and them guys were running a trashing machine, they found out the church and paid me $1.50 a day. And they were working $1.25 a day. And they cut me down 25 cents. I quit. What?
Never had any radio?
Hmm?
You guys have radio to listen to? Or do you listen to radio? When do you start listening to radio? TV?
No, I didn't pay no TV. No, such a thing as that.
Is that right, eh? Nobody had a radio in the village in the 20s then, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Yeah.
So you can't remember any stories?
No way.
Yeah, okay.
My dad went to the Jack, eh?
Hmm?
My dad went to the Jack, him and Bert.
Yeah, him and Bert.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's his parents? He never told me what his parents' name were.
No?
No.
My sister, Mary.
Is that right?
Yeah. And your dad is, that's your brother, Leon, he got grandpa's name.
Is that right?
Leon Joseph.
Is that right?
That's from my uncle's son, the old man Joseph's son.
Uh-huh.
There was two of them, him and Dan Joseph, Juliet Joseph, Agnes Joseph. Yeah.
Yeah, he never told me anything about
it. No.
No.
Yeah, Leon Joseph. That's why Leon got the, that's where Leon got the name, from grandpa's name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You never tell me that?
No.
No.
Hmm?
He just told me that only was him and Bert, the only one. Only two of them?
Only two of them, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They told me about Mum and Joe Wilson and Maggie. Mum told me about some of that. Her mom. She told me something about that. Not too much, though. They never tell me too much about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are. Some of the relatives, they always say. I don't know, you never tell me.
Hmm? When your grandma did and your mom and mother, she's from Hastings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that James Morrison, that's one of her relatives. His sister died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who it is, what her name was. They don't want to go to Smithers, they're releasing the body today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go berry picking? Where do you guys go berry picking at?
I'll put the name out of the mall.
That's the only place? That's the only place you went?
Yeah, I caught the short four of
Is that right?
Towards Babbin Road. And up here, they call Blue Lake. Go around the Muskrat, you know the road over there?
Yeah.
That's where it is. Sometimes we're down by above Carnaby there.
Is that right? You guys go gold hunting up there someplace? Up in the mountain? No.
Yeah.
You just want to hunt moose around here for a 9 mile?
I used to go through the trapping up towards